Lachem Chavis Halvodas, Wednesday night, or Luches Shvat. Or Luches Shvat. So let's say someone is having an operation, and it's going to start around Alos HaShachar, and he wants to wake up and put on tefillin. So what should he do? What should he do about tefillin? He's going to be out for the operation, he's going to wake up after Tzeisa Kol Chavim. So what should he do? So Lamaisa we paskin as follows. We paskin that Laila is man tefillin. Laila midiyoraisa, he's supposed to wear tefillin at night also. Laila, it's called Laila's man tefillin. But there's a gzeira not to wear tefillin at night because you might sleep and you won't be able to control maybe certain bodily functions. So we don't put on tefillin at night. So let's say you wake up, Shulchan Aruch says, if you wake up in the morning and you want to be Yotzei L'derech, so and you're not going to be able to put on tefillin b'derech. So you can put it on at night because you woke up and you're starting your day. So there's really no chashash of Shema Yishan because you're starting your day. But you don't make a bracha. That's what's interesting. You don't make a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says even though Chazal were matir to put it on b'layla when there's no chashash shina. Again, layla is man tefillin. You can make a bracha too. Rabbanan said don't wear tefillin at night. Shema yishan b'hem when there's no chashash shina, and not no chashash shina because I'm sure I'm going to stay up. I'm going to put my feet in cold water. That's not called no chashash shina. No chashash shina means you woke up and it's still night. And you have a reason to put on tefillin now, because you're not going to be able to do it later. So you can put it on, but le'inyan bracha, says the Mishnah Berurah, lo rotzu le'taken v'lomar tzivanu kodem hazman. Again, even though the zman is a zman derabbanon, because Lilo is man tefillin. But Rabbanon made a together, and therefore they kept together le'gabe the bracha. So in the case of the Shulchan Aruch, you're putting on the tefillin before you yotzi l'derech, and you're keeping it on you. And uchshegiya zmanim, when the zman of yakir comes, yimashmish b'hen v'yivorech. Yimashmish b'hen v'yivorech. In our case, probably he should put on tefillin without a bracha, because as the Mishnah Berurah says, the no chashash yishan, he woke up, and he should put on tefillin without a bracha l'chara. Okay, now we're going to start Perek Dalid in Chavos Halvodos Shaar Avos Hashem. And the Chavos Halvodos says, "Ule'inyan ma'ava biyecholes kol odom olo." Can we actually attain Abba? And as the parak develops, it turns out that what he's really asking is, can you do it on your own, or do you need a special siyata d'shmaya? I mean, you always need siyata d'shmaya for everything, but you need a special. We'll call it matnas Hashem. Like once you do a certain amount yourself, so Hashem like takes you to the end, because it's just not b'derech hateva the way you're supposed to love Hashem. That's his question. No mer b'tshuva al kach ki ahava nechlekes l'shlosha sugim. We saw already that the expression of ahava will come when that person or that thing, we'll talk about Hashem, avos Hashem, the doing that person, doing Hashem's ratzon, is more important to you than other things that you love. That's where the ahava is manifested, that it overrides other ahavas. For example, echad ahava sheyokel ala ohev avdan mamono ba'avura. A person might be okay with, we'll talk about spending money on a mitzvah. A mitzvah is going to cost him money. And so he's okay with that. He understands that's the rest on Hashem. So he loves Hashem more than he loves his money, which is pretty good. Many people don't. L'maisa, for a lav, you have to be ready to lose all of your money. But even not that. You want to, whether it's a mahadrin hechsher, if you really feel it's necessary, but you don't want to spend so much money. Or other things which we spend money in order to follow the Ratzon Hashem. So it's not just to lose all your money for a lav, but even in day-to-day life, being willing to spend money if you hold that's right, if you know that's right, that's where you're at. But it's expensive. So, So you say, no, my Avos Hashem overrides money, but Avalo Avdan Gufo, he's not willing to make a sacrifice, maybe of his health, or maybe of his limbs, or certainly not his life, Avalo Nafsho, even his dignity, his self-respect, his kavod. He's even willing to give up his health and his comfort, you know, not comfortable, physical comfort, imovdan mamono, and that also, but he wouldn't cross the line into sacrificing his life. You know, we talk about it too easily. You know, these are things that say, I'd give up my life for the Eibishter, but we're not willing to give up a little discomfort or a vacation. A person would say, oh, well, I don't have to go on vacation. I will go to the Beis Medrash and spend time with Hashem, with the Gemara. That's with Hashem. I love Hashem more than I love my vacation. Vasugashlishi ava shayokel al ha'ohe ba'avura avdan hamomonos v'hagufos v'hanafoshos. So that's everything. Like, who's the Oev Hashem par excellence? We find by Avram Avinu, Asher b'mamono, Harei poshet shu ayo misnadev lehotzi mamono al ha'orchem. He spent money fachnos as orchem. Now, the Chavis Avodah says a very interesting thing, because you can really stop the sentence there and say, it's a mitzvah. I'm willing to spend money on a mitzvah. But he says, k'dei lehodiyam es habore yusala. I don't know. That's the reality. That's l'maisa. I mean, you can do achnas asorchem because it's a mitzvah. You can do achnas asorchem because it's v'halachta b'drachav. So that's, you're a native. Chavis Halevavah says that Avraham Avinu's achnas asorchem was k'dei to make a kiddush Hashem. K'dei lehodiyam es habore yusala. And he talks about that he spent money. I guess, you know, he ran and he three cows, maybe it was expensive, but he spent money on this. In order to make a kiddush Hashem, malamid al precious nafsho v'zilzul hamomim be'enov. Avos Hashem was more important than that. V'asher begufo harei bris mila, v'asher lo nishtahem iblila v'atseyas hadover to carry it out ba'atzmo uvzuloso and on his household members. The savior ponim yofos. He happens to mention that in the Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh as one of the 30 cheshbonos that to do things not grudgingly or whimperingly, but to do it happily. So here also he says, "Besave upon him yavus." Vasher l'nedivuso biyav the nafsho miyavus Hashem. Harav parshas Yitzchak. Sheherabos rizus ulehitos laasosa. Even to his son's life, which Avraham Avinu was perhaps even more than his own life. More, all these things show, because you see, so you know, Avram is the Ohev, and he was willing to sacrifice all of these things, whether it's Mamono, or Gufo, or Nafsho, or whatever, because of the overriding Avos Hashem. More, Alkenus, the purity, the truthfulness, Alkenus, Ahavos Hashem, the Tor Libo, B'mishmato. Via Dargo Helyonum, Midargas Avos Hashem Yisala, and he doesn't even mention the Kivshon HaEish, and he was ready to give up everything. So that's what we find by Avraham Avinu. Okay, we'll stop.